a lot of good comments on the channel last day or so. Most people won't read the comments, but so I'm gonna make a video about some of them. People are starting to see that it's all theater, it's all theatrical. And the reason that it's all theater, whether it's politics, whether it's news, media, everything, your corporation, everything's a theater. It's theatrical. Homes, I mean, churches, everything's like theater. Look at the actors now going to social media, trying, since the movies are closed, the actors are going to social media, trying to take over social media. It's all theater. Even doing ride share, you have to kind of be in a theatrical mode. Why is it all theater? The reason is, it's a story. And why is it a story? Why is everything a fractal holographic story? Because Jesus, the Lamb slain before the foundation of the world, set the story in play. History is his story. His cross ory, having to do with his cross. H-I-S-T-O-R-Y. O-R-Y means having to do with his cross. His. His cross is the story. So you see the sine wave, the snake wave. Jesus became sin for us, became the snake on the cross. The sine wave is the drama. Now the Draco Moss system, the devil, the time, the devil dropped Adam and Eve down in, it dropped us down into the sine wave. But the reason Jesus set it in place before, because he knew what would happen before it happened. And you can do that with your thinking, your mind. If you're saved, you can know what the flesh creature is going to do before they do it. You can know the future by looking at the past. You can know all reality by looking at the cross. Jesus knew that Adam and Eve would fall. He knew that the devil would do what he did. And so he created a system that you could understand. In your flesh mind, you can only understand the cube. In your flesh mind, you can only understand boxes. In the flesh mind, you can only understand division. But in the spirit mind, you can understand oneness, one faith, one Lord, one baptism. In the spirit mind, you can understand sacrificial redemption and raising from the dead and being an overcomer. But in the flesh mind, the flesh creatures can't overcome. They're just in the negative part of the sine wave.
Hold on one second. I'm going to drive through.
The flesh creature only understands the negative part of the sine wave. They want to rise up, but they can't because they're their own worst enemy, right? The flesh is nothing but sin. The flesh is in a cube. The flesh is legalism. The flesh is Jezebel. The flesh is Delilah. The flesh is narcissism. The flesh is Galatians 5:19, nothing but downward spiral. The spirit is overcoming, upward, ether, ethereal, elevator, elephant, rising up. The letter E is rising up, and the spirit is spirit. And so you can overcome only with the Spirit of God in you because Jesus rose from the dead. You can be an overcomer because Jesus already won. The devil's a defeated foe, so all the negative part of the sine wave is not really real. You're like the fact that the earth, you're still in the Plato, that part of life is not really real. So you can actually collapse the wave function by faith. Because you're already seated in the heavenlies in Christ, you can actually collapse the wave function, the spirit walk, by faith. So you can actually write a script in your mind, and the hologram will play it out. And the really reason it's called hologram is because hologram is holy writ. The hologram is the holy Bible. It's the holy writ. You're not going to get outside the holy writ, but your reflections, you reap what you sow, right? They can come back as a positive and not a negative. Now, there's going to be situations where you have to die. Take up your cross daily. There's going to be situations where the old part of the sine wave tries to kick in and look real, but you die to that. In other words, when it looks bleak or it looks bad or it looks, you die to that. You die to your own understanding. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, he shall direct your paths. You believe the truth, not the lies. The scorner, the drug head, the drunk, they're trying to pull you down. You're trying to pull them up, but you can't pull them up unless they get saved. You can only give them the gospel. You can't reform or redeem. Only Jesus can redeem.
We don't have any more.
You can't fix a flesh creature. The flesh creature has to have a transformation process. Look what's happening here. Everything in the stock market, look at your life. It's a fractal hologram. People from your past have come up. They show up. I've got like 10 people from my past showing up. It's repeating. 2008, when the economy crashed, it's repeating. It's a 10-year repeat. It's the same stories. There's nothing new under the sun. The stock market's getting ready to go back up. And it'll go back up more than when it the last time. I told you, it's all the sine wave. The stock market has to crash every 10 years or so often. And the reason the stock market has to crash is because you have to go to sleep every night. You have to die every night. And you have to raise from the dead. You die. And so when you face something that's trying to take away your faith and put you back in fear, you have to die. You have to die to that fear and walk in faith. You collapse the wave function by faith. Whatever's trying to, the devil's trying to put you in fear. It's a lie. Jesus rose from the dead. You can collapse the wave function by faith. And so, this is not the 501(c)(3) church, Cube Church, who wants you in a box, a denominational box, dividing you in division and not unity in the body. They want you in fear. The corporations want you in fear. The media wants you in fear. The politics wants you in fear. Now, Trump's not promoting fear. He's promoting, you know, rise up. The people rise up. But the system wants fear. The Democrats want fear. Oh, the earth, the climate change, all this. They want fear. Now, there's a time, you know, the Bible says to fear God. The Bible says to be aware of your surroundings and not be a fool, you know. If you're going to fear something, fear yourself from believing lies and being foolish and not walking in wisdom. That's if you really want to live in fear, because some people just want, they want to be poor. They want to live in fear. They want to be doubting Thomas. That's their security blanket. But if you want to be fear, be afraid of yourself, believe in these lies. I know the negative part of the sine wave exists because this is not new heaven and new earth yet. And that negative part, God made hell for the devil and his angels. That was going to balance the equation. But there's humans that make a choice to go to hell by their own free will. They want to be their own offering. They want to be their own sacrifice forever and ever. They think that they can be a savior, so they reject Jesus, and they want to be their own savior, so they're going to have to burn forever as a sweet-smelling offering, as an offering, because Jesus was the burnt offering. So they have to burn forever. And so we can have new heaven and new earth, because the devil and his angels and the devil's minions, they're going to burn forever. That's the negative part of the story, his story, the sine wave, the cross, the snake on the cross. If you look at my website, you see, I put the snake on the cross and I turned it sideways because it's sideways, it's a sine wave. And when you rotate it 90 degrees, cosine wave and sine wave, this Cleto land reality is following after his story that was written in the spirit. And so we're following after it every day in the 3D. And so once you see this, at first it can be depressing because you're like, this is it? It's just a sine wave, yeah. But then you can be free because you can learn to know what's going to happen before it happens because it's already happened. There's nothing new. It's all happened before. You get to a point where you actually know almost what somebody's going to say before they say it, because it's all derivative from the lamb slain. And if it's all derivative from the lamb slain, then the words are derivatives from the lamb slain. And if the words are derivatives from the lamb's lane, then people's thoughts, which are based on words, they're derivatives from the lamb's lane. So you can actually know what somebody's, the logical process that they're going through, if they're saved or not. If they're unsaved, you already know that they're going to be a doubting Thomas. And you know they're going to be worshiping their self. You already know what a Wiccan's going to say. You already know what a Baptist is going to say. You already know what a Methodist is going to say. You already know a Pentecostal is going to fall down like a little demon-possessed and shake around on the floor, you know? You know they're all just emotional basket cases. A Pentecostal is an emotional basket case. A Baptist is a legalist, usually. A Methodist is a traditionalist. They all hang out together because that's their derivative. And so your thoughts are the same way. Once you understand walking in the Spirit, you see that it's not law, it's faith alone. It's not a work, lest any man should boast. And so so if you're in the Spirit walk and you're trying to keep short accounts, then Wile E. Coyote is going to come after you. It's a daily thing. So when Wile E. Coyote comes after you, it doesn't matter if it's a person or a devil or a demon or a situation. When Wile E. Coyote follows after you, you know that Wile E. Coyote only exists because you exist, and they have no power. It's just an attack on your faith to put you in fear, which fear really doesn't exist in Christ. Fear doesn't exist in Christ. So the holograms, the Holy Writ, you're walking around in His story, a 3D version of it. You're in Him. In Him we live and breathe and have our being. So the story, you can step into the positive part of the sine wave and be an overcomer, and you don't have to respond to the Wile E. Coyotes out there, because they're nothing but Draco Ma legalistic people trying to pull you down into the negative part of the sine wave. That's what's happening, and it's happening in the stock market, it's happening on the news, it's happening in your body, it's happening in life, it's happening in the corporations. Everywhere you look, this sine wave reality is what's going on. And that's the story. And so everything is a story. And when these actors and actresses get on there and they create stories and all that, who wrote the script? The actors and actresses are really not anything. They're just play actors. They're the one with the mask. They're the one playing fake. The real people are the ones writing the script. So in your mind, you can write the script for your daily activity, and you don't have to listen to the negative. You can set the positive as the script by collapsing the wave function of all things in Christ by faith. There's all things are possible in Christ. So you collapse the wave function by faith. That's what's happening. And if you do this long enough, and you cut off the noise and you start to meditate on His scripture and His word and these truths and renew your mind, if you do this long enough, you'll start to see that it's happening even if you don't do it. It's happening anyway. So if you're in the negative is what you're getting back. You reap what you sow. You create a positive story in your mind, a solution. Let's say a problem does hit you. You take your mind and you come up with solutions. You look at it from different perspectives and you come up with a solution, and you pray and you say, Lord, I need to be whatever. This needs to happen or whatever. And He'll start to move the hologram around you to give you your answer. Because 3D is not disconnected from 5D, and it's not disconnected from 2D. The Spirit, God's word, is powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, to the dividing asunder of spirit, soul, joints, and marrow, and the thoughts and the intent of the heart. So these cartoons that they're writing, they're magnifying characters, which is actually just magnifying parts of the human body, emotion, spirit, soul. When you watch a cartoon, when you watch a movie, when you listen to a song, you're actually looking at yourself, a different version of yourself. There's nothing new. It's all a derivative from the Word. And so as you approach the mind of Christ, you see people following after you that are going in the same route. You know they're going to get there. But you see people who are approaching the flesh mind, you know they're going down a downward spiral, and you know where they're going. And so you can make a choice to walk in the spirit or walk in the flesh moment by moment, day by day, and not live in fear, because God's in control of it all. And all this Turing machine is, all this potter and clay experience is to get you to trust God and to learn to walk by faith, which is collapsing the wave function by faith. It's all about faith, because everything's in Christ. All possibilities in Jesus. If you can appropriate His eternal life by faith, then everything else is appropriated by faith. Solutions, whatever it is, relationship issues, everything's appropriated by faith. But people who don't have faith, you can't yoke up with those, because they're not looking for a solution. They're looking for a problem. Because without faith, you can do nothing. Without Jesus, you can do nothing. So if they're not walking in faith, they don't have the faith of Christ, then they're looking for the problem, not the solution. And so they're always going to get problems and never find a solution.